Southeastern Oklahoma State. The directional schools from Oklahoma that are in the GAC are pretty amusing to me. Southern Arkansas, Arkansas Tech, Southwestern Oklahoma State, UAM, and then three schools from Oklahoma that you've probably not heard of.
Let's do this.
All right, let's go right to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline and talk to one of the stars of the latest vacation offering, Beverly D'Angelo, joining us in the zone. Good morning. Good afternoon,
Good morning.
It is. Sorry.
Good morning where you are. I have a special connection with Arkansas.
What is that?
When I was 18, I sang with Ronnie Hawkins, who's an Arkansas native, up in Canada. So I know that accent. You don't have it.
No. Well, I'm from Iowa originally, and my co-host is from Boston, so we don't sound like native Arkansans. I've been here almost 20 years, but I haven't picked up the accent just yet.
It's a great
So
accent.
Do you sing in addition to acting a lot?
I came out to California when I was 17 to work at Hanna-Barbera Cartoon Studios, and it was, you know, this amazing, I was a little girl from the Midwest. I got out here, and everybody was doing everything, and I had always had a little, I could always sing, but I was shy, and I found my voice and traveled around and ended up in Canada as a singer. And I was in Canada as a singer when I joined a repertory company, and they scouted me from New York, and I went with that show I was doing in Canada to Broadway. And the first films I did, Hair and Coal Miner's Daughter, I kind of sang my way into, and then there I was, an actress.
How about that? Now, are you a sports fan? Because you grew up in a pretty serious sports.
Well,
yeah.
Excuse me. My grandfather designed the OSU football stadium, which was the first collegiate football stadium in the country in 1923.
Wow. Now, is it true you nicknamed it the Horseshoe? Is that true?
I didn't nickname it. That wasn't me.
Oh, that's what I
thought.
They called
it the Horseshoe because he designed it, even though he was inspired by the Coliseum, he designed it open-ended because... Some people say it was open-ended because then that would make the away team have to sit on bleachers. But it was really because it was such a beautiful view. Now, you know, you just see OSU condos. But it's open. You know, that's why they call it the Horseshoe.
So do you go to games?
Well, it would be a bit of a haul to go from Los Angeles to Columbus for every football game.
Well, not every game. I'm saying, do you go to games at all? I mean, do you occasionally go?
If you grow up in Columbus, you know, you're a Buckeye. And it's all about sports. I mean, our high school teams were always, you know, it's a sports town. Every kid is swimming competitively. It's funny because it's a landlocked town, but everybody gets into competitive swimming as a kid. We all live in pools back there. Great place to grow up. Great place to grow
That's
up.
That's very cool.
But Arkansas is pretty great, too, isn't it?
We like it a lot. I mean, we're biased, but yes, we love it. And good news is that Ohio State and Arkansas are both ranked in the top 25 in the coaches poll that just was released this morning. So good news for everybody, although Ohio State is number one, so they're doing really well. Beverly D'Angelo is joining us.
And that's a great coach, too.
Yes, we love our coach. You talking about Ohio State's coach or Arkansas's?
Your coach.
Okay, good. Thank you. we've had issues with Urban. He's not ever been nice to us. Yes, Urban's been mean to us when he was at Florida, so we don't like him. But anyway, Beverly D'Angelo is joining us. The new vacation movie opens this weekend. I have to, you know, we knew you had range. I mean, and you talked about
night.
The scene. Well, that's true. That's true. It did open
it's
last night. My apologies.
Okay.
But you do have range, and I will credit you in watching you. You know, I mean, as long as I've been watching movies, going back to the vacation movie, I remember it was one of my dad's favorites because he's kind of a nut job too, and he's very Clark Griswold ish. I think a lot of people have dads like that. But the range you show and being sweet, yeah.
No, I mean that's the thing. Everybody, we made that first movie as a satire, and instead of like standing outside and laughing, people said that's me. And it really, we didn't make it as a TED post or anything like that. It was a one-off summer movie, and it's incredible and really wonderful that it's considered a family classic at this point.
Right.
You know? But I think everybody sees themselves in it.
Yeah, well, you play such a sweet, tolerant woman in that movie, and then, you know, I was a huge fan of the television show Entourage.
And
you play this
I know. It's like a
hard-nosed ball buster.
know.
Yeah, I mean, you got which one is closer to the real Beverly D'Angelo, or are there parts of both in you?
I don't know. I think I have access to all of those things.
Well, so tell us about the new one. I mean, I know you all have you and Chevy have a role in this one. I haven't had a chance to see the movie yet, but
everything, you know, it's in the world of it's the Griswoldian universe where everything that can go wrong does go wrong, and at a certain point they do kind of hit bottom and end up at their mom and dad's bed and breakfast in San Francisco, and that's where Chevy and I are. And they get, you know, Ed gets reinvigorated to make his dream of going to Wally World come true. And they pick up the family truckster there, which we've kept in the garage. But it's, you know, our appearance is very brief. We just kind of sprinkle up the fairy dust and they go on. But this one is, you know, it's that bottom line for the Griswolds. If something can go wrong, it's going to go wrong. And it's, you know, it's about a man who has a dream to take his family to Wally World, you know, come hell or high water, and, you know, hijinks ensue. It's funny.
Ed Helms watched it. Yeah.
Ed Helms is the sweetest man in the world. I went to the premiere out here. I'm in L.A. I went to the premiere out here on Monday night. Audience loved it. I did a little screening for my 14-year-olds and their friends, and they left from the beginning to the end. So it's a crowd pleaser.
Okay. Well, I like to hear that. Now, I was going to ask, I know you probably weren't in charge of casting, but Ed Helms is certainly a great choice as Rusty, and we all love Christina Applegate, no matter what she's doing. But was there any discussion, to your knowledge, of casting one of the former Rustys to play grown-up Rusty? Because I'm assuming they all are grown-up now.
You know what? I wasn't privy to that. I don't know. I wasn't privy to that.
Okay.
I just work here.
Okay, I understand that. Well, because vacation is such a huge part. I mean, again, we're talking about our parents and us, and now our kids are going to see vacation films. I mean, it's such a huge part of the American culture, and the films are so.
That's why I wear white shoes.
That's true.
Because Cousin Eddie.
Oh yeah,
good look.
The white shoes.
That's the only reason why I wear white shoes. Because Cousin Eddie gave the clock.
I thought you might like these because you said you like mine so much or whatever.
That's right.
Whatever it was.
Oh, Eddie, you shouldn't have. Really.
Yeah,
but we all have our favorites. You realize that Americans rank their vacation movies, right? I mean, they have their favorites that they lean more on than others.
I mean,
they're all good. And do you have a ranking? Do you have a hierarchy in your world? Haven't been connected to them all.
No, I don't. Although, you know, I have been thinking about the original one a lot, just because this one, you know, is our son taking a trip to Wally World. So there are a lot of callbacks to it, you know, but. The thing, Chevy and I have been friends since that very first one. And so appearing in the latest one, I mean, we've done four, so why not do five? But appearing in the last one was just kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll meet you in Atlanta for 3 days kind of thing. So it wasn't like a big reunion for us. And we really do have a great friendship. And in retrospect, that might be one of the ingredients. That Chevy and I have this kind of undefinable chemistry. Also, you know, I saw all of those movies as a love story. I always saw my role as I thought I'm in a, you know, romantic comedy where this woman loves her husband and her family above all else. And for me, it was a love story. And her quest was to keep it all together.
I think that's a great point. Yeah. We are up against our window here, but I did want to ask, will there be a sixth vacation, do you think?
Maybe.
Okay.
You know,
if you have anything to say about it, I'm sure there will be.
She just said she works here.
Laugh. I think anybody who doesn't want to have a laugh really, it doesn't value like a laugh. Maybe, you know, should be shot. I don't know.
No, I want to have a laugh. I don't want anybody to shoot me.
Yeah, at least kicked.
I want to laugh.
Yeah, I want to go laugh. We're gonna go laugh and not be shot. We're in.
Beverly, we'll see you in the national championship game. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Arkansas,
great.
Ohio State.
Good luck.
We'll see you at the game.
I'll save you a seat.
We love it. All right.
Okay,
very good. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
What a doll.
Boy, she could.
What a doll.
That may be the most pleasant interview we've ever had with a celebrity. And we had some good
She's
ones.
She's the